Hello, and welcome to Seikahan Global Reactions. Today, why iPhones keep getting more expensive only in Japan, and what a price tag can tell you about a currency. First, what happened, in one breath. On July 18, 2026, Apple raised the price of every iPhone it sells in Japan. The cheapest model, the iPhone 17e, now starts at 107,800 yen. That means a brand new iPhone under 100,000 yen, roughly $660, no longer exists in Japan. And in the United States, no price change was reported that day. Apple itself has not explained the change. So who, exactly, raised the price? That is the lens for today. Three questions to keep in mind. 1. Why did only Japan go up? 2. What does an iPhone price tag actually reflect? 3. What happens to Japan, once the most iPhone-loyal country on Earth? Let's take them in order. Let's lay out the details. Every iPhone currently sold in Japan was affected. Comparing base configurations, the increases run from 8,000 to 20,000 yen, up to 11.3%. The same day, Apple Watch and AirPods went up as well. Macs and iPads had already been raised in late June. Raising prices mid-cycle on iPhones already on sale is something Apple last did in Japan in July 2022. Here are the old and new prices for the main models. The entry-level iPhone 17e went up 8,000 yen, crossing the symbolic 100,000 yen line. The standard iPhone 17 now costs 142,800 yen, about $880. The iPhone Air rose 18,000 yen. And the 17 Pro Max now tops 214,000 yen, over $1,300. Japanese social media reportedly filled with disbelief that even the budget model had passed 100,000 yen. The obvious question is why? And Apple gave no reason. The first suspect is the yen, which has slid to the 162 range against the dollar. Bloomberg reported the move as a reflection of the weak yen. Some Japanese outlets also point to memory prices, driven up worldwide by AI demand. Which is it? The price tag's own history holds the clue. Let's rewind through 18 years of Japanese price tags. In 2008, the iPhone 3G arrived in Japan through the carrier SoftBank. In 2020, the iPhone SE sold for 44,800 yen before tax, the classic cheap new iPhone. In July 2022, a rapidly weakening yen pushed Apple into an across-the-board hike. The iPhone 13 jumped 19% overnight. And in 2026, the standard iPhone 17 reached 142,800 yen. Now look at the American price tag over the same period. The standard model has launched at $799 for six straight generations, from the iPhone 12 to the 17. The 17 even doubled its base storage. Adjusted for US inflation, the iPhone has effectively gotten cheaper in America. The Japanese price of the same phone rose more than 40% in under 5 years. That gap is not the price of the product. It is the exchange rate between the yen and the dollar, printed onto a shelf tag. Here is some context you need about Japan. For years, it was a country that hid the price tag. Starting in 2008, carriers folded the handset cost into monthly phone bills, selling iPhones as effectively free. The iPhone spread not as an expensive purchase, but as something that came with your contract. A telecom law that took effect in 2019 capped those discounts, step by step. Today's standard deal is a return program, hand the phone back after 2 years, plus long installment plans. Even a phone over 200,000 yen is pitched as a few thousand yen a month. That buying culture is how sales held up while the sticker price nearly doubled. And in that Japan, something shifted. Android has overtaken the iPhone. In a 40,000-person survey from September 2025, iPhone usage stood at 48.3% against 51.4% for Android. But look at who is leaving. The loss is concentrated among older users. Among men in their 60s, Android now holds 65%. Among women in their 20s, the iPhone still commands 81%. Teens and 20-somethings remain at 70 to 80%. This is not a story of young people abandoning the iPhone. Keep that detail. It matters later. Now, how Reddit reacted. The day of the hike, a thread went up on r/JapanNews, where expats and Japan watchers gather. One line captured the mood. This isn't a price hike. It's the weak yen showing its true face. The thread mixed resignation about the yen, budgeting tactics, and frustration with Japanese policy. First, the argument over causes. Is it the yen's fault or Apple's? The most common take, both, the weak yen, plus AI-driven memory costs. Several users predicted iPhone prices would start rising in other countries too. Others pushed back. Apple's pricing has plenty of greed mixed in, one wrote. If chips got expensive, trim those enormous margins and hold the price. That was the argument. And there was lived experience. I remember buying a base model for 80,000 yen. It has nearly doubled in 10 years. The second theme, how people cope. Nobody I know buys a phone outright anymore, one user wrote. Installments are just how it's done. A return program user described the experience as being like a library book. Use it a year, order the new one, move your data, and ship the old phone back by the deadline. Apple's refurbished units and trusted secondhand shops came up as solid options. And one Japanese user put the squeeze plainly, skipping one iPhone buys 4 months of groceries. Now, for the core of this video. Strip the story down, and one fact remains: only the Japanese price tag moved. The dollar price of the same phone did not change. And the yen has fallen to its weakest level against the dollar since 1986. Local iPhone prices behave less like prices and more like a conversion table, each currency measured against the dollar. What the new price tag records, in our view, is not the value of the product, but the purchasing power of the yen. There is a precedent that proves the point. The UK once got a price cut. In 2022, the iPhone 14 launched with US and Chinese prices flat, while the UK, Germany, and Japan were raised. The next year, with the pound recovering, Apple cut UK prices by 50 to 100 pounds. Currency weakens. Tag goes up. Currency recovers, tag comes down. The adjustment runs in both directions. Which means that if the yen ever rebounds, Japanese prices could, in principle, fall. From that precedent comes a diagnostic you can reuse on any price hike news. A worldwide hike is a story about goods getting expensive. A one-country hike is a story about a currency getting weak. When Nintendo raised Switch 2 prices in May 2026, it did so in Japan and America at the same time. That was about memory costs and tariffs, the cost side of the product. Apple's move covered Japan alone. If memory costs were the main driver, other countries, tags would have moved too. That said, the AI scramble for memory is very much ongoing. Next generation? Japan could be hit twice, once by the world's costs, once by its own currency. Here is the twist. Even before this hike, Japan was still among the cheapest places on Earth to buy an iPhone. A survey converting official prices across 39 markets found Japan's iPhone 17 second cheapest, behind only China. The iPhone Air was cheapest in Japan, full stop. But measure the price against average annual income, and Japan sinks below the middle of those 39 markets. Sold at near world lowest prices, yet still hard to afford. That is where Japanese purchasing power stands. The number reflects both the weak yen and decades of stagnant wages. So is Apple the villain here? Its side has its own logic. Leave Japanese prices at world lowest levels, and dollar revenue keeps shrinking as the yen slides. This hike reads as a correction, pulling Japan back toward other major markets. Greed may explain Apple pricing in general. For a Japan-only adjustment, we find it explains very little. On to the third question. When and how does the iPhone nation unravel? When everyone around you has an iPhone, switching costs far more than the phone itself. A market protected by network effects is astonishingly tough on price. But that toughness has a limit. When the price gap passes what people will tolerate, the market frays from its loosest edges first. Older users driving the share flip is exactly that, fraying from the edges in our reading. And staying has its own logic. iPhones hold resale value, so on real cost after trade-in, they still compete with high-end Androids. Three things to watch from here. First, the Japanese price of the next iPhone, expected in September. If America stays flat and Japan rises again, the currency story gets even clearer. Second, whether Japan keeps its spot near the bottom of the global price table. If it drifts out, the era of Japan as a specially treated market is over. Third, the teens and 20-somethings who have not moved. The day that core starts to move is the day the market discovers the price limit of a network effect. Time to wrap up. The day the sub-100,000 yen iPhone vanished, what showed on the shelf was the yen's purchasing power. A product that has cost about the same in dollars for 6 years, repriced again and again in yen alone. The price tag became the yen's report card. An iPhone shelf tag is what currency news looks like when it lands in daily life. Here is what to take with you. Next time you see a price hike headline, check one thing first. Worldwide or one country only? Worldwide means a story about goods. One country means a story about its currency. That single distinction changes how almost any price news reads. The full analysis and more reactions are on our blog, Secahan. The link is in the description. Thanks for watching.